How do we get rid of some of that nasty lawn and turn it into productive garden beds, vegetable beds?
You have never liked lawns. When we used to do this show years ago with Jim Douglas, he was always a lawn guy, and you never talked about lawns.
He was just up visiting us, and he was talking about his, I forget if he's got a half acre of lawn to mow in Virginia where he lives. I grew up mowing a half acre of lawn with way too many trees that I had to hand clip around. Yeah, I'm kind of allergic to lawns. It is a four-letter word, lawn is.
And so your preferred option is to turn all that into a huge garden space, right?
Hopefully, yes. Certainly, it'd be more productive for food, for beautiful flowers, and, I mean, potentially you could turn lawn into making some money selling plants, which is kind of what, you know, I am doing. Well, I didn't turn my lawn because I didn't have any. But taking some of that lawn out of production of grass and or slug habitat, lay some cardboard down on top of the lawn. You don't have to dig it out. Put a layer of cardboard down on top, and then start piling on top of that. If you can get some topsoil, some seaweed, lawn clippings, will it be good? Horse manure, pile it on there and cover the whole thing with black plastic. That way you are killing the grass and the weeds that are growing underneath the cardboard. And, of course, if you want to make a box, which can make things more handy, build your box on top of the cardboard. And so that way you just keep filling it up. And maybe this is you're planning on this for next year's production. So as you can get some stuff to fill it with, organic matter, sand, horse manure, chicken manure, whatever it happens to be, keep adding to it. Keep some plastic over the top to keep it drier, and the worms will come to help break it down, and the bacteria and the fungi. And you can make a pretty nice, rich bed from stuff you can scrounge and scavenge around your neighborhood.
And we've talked about this before when it comes to the issue of composting, but you don't want to use domestic pet waste or anything else like that, like dog poop or cat poop?
You don't, because there is a potential. There are some diseases there that they can carry that we can get also. So, yeah, that's the sort of thing to go off into the garbage can, off to the dump. But, yeah, if you're using horse manure and chicken manure, stuff that runs through those other domestic critters, I guess, is okay. And again, we're burying that. It's tough to get away with it around here with all the bears and ravens to use fish scraps in there. But yeah, other domestic, even your own household stuff from the kitchen. Don't throw potato peelings, raw potato peelings in there, because again, you can bring in some diseases like scab. And once you have that, you have it forever. But other vegetables should be fine. And certainly if it's cooked, is fine also. You know, peelings and corn husks, corn cobs, all that sort of thing will be great. Mix it all in there. And again, if you have some of the manure and some of the other stuff, all that will help it break down. Basically, maybe you're just building a big, large, rectangular, kind of flat compost pile upon which you can grow stuff.
Okay, and the idea is that hopefully by next spring this will be ready to go, right?
Yes, and again, depending, you usually won't want to plant root crops in that if you've got manure and other not so well broken down stuff, but the leafy crops on top are a better choice, whether it be cabbage, broccoli, kale, lettuce, Swiss chard, that sort of thing. Better to grow those in that bed the first year, and then as you're continuing to make sure, you know, as it breaks down, you can continue adding goodies to it. Make sure ideally you're in a nice sunny, potentially sunny location and have good drainage underneath. Don't put it down in the lowest spot in your yard where it's going to fill up with water and then you go anaerobic and then you're going to be growing moss and some other things you don't want to grow.
Okay, I was just going to ask that. If there's any other sort of location or placement suggestions besides just a lot of sun?
Or potential sun. You know, lately, it's been rather moist, but we were really encouraged back in the spring. And certainly next year, we're an optimistic bunch. We're going to have more sunshine.
Okay. Ed Bajarski, thank you.
You're welcome, Matt.